current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Monster Jam's going on this weekend over at Sam Boyd Stadium in Las Vegas. And Bryce Kenny, the driver of Mohawk Warriors, competing in the event and hanging out with us this morning on SOS Radio. How are you, Bryce?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
Man, so your nickname's Nitro. Where did the name come from? I know you grew up doing all kinds of motorsports.
Yeah, I grew up actually in professional drag racing. I always like to say my background's kind of like it's in violent speed. I used to go 300 miles an hour in 4 seconds in a top fuel dragster. But, you know, and a lot of people say, well, how in the world does that correlate to driving a Monster Jam truck on dirt? But it does actually quite a bit. And we just have a blast getting to entertain the fans and really go out there and just, I guess, kind of change the whole thought process around motorsports in general. Mm-hmm. And not only just giving people just a good show and letting them have fun, but for me too, to strap into something like that, 1,500 horsepower, 12,000 pound truck. Gosh, I mean, I feel like I'm living every little kid's dream. So that's been a blast for me.
I know. Before you could drive a monster truck, you get trained at Monster Jam University. Yeah. I'm guessing driving a monster truck isn't as straightforward as driving like a Honda Civic.
That's right. Well, the very first time I got to Monster Jam University, which everyone kind of looks at me and wonders if that's a real place. And it is. I mean, it's a full-sized competition track with our actual Monster Jam trucks that are there. And, you know, we go up there, and the very first time, it's just learning how to steer the truck, because we actually steer the front tires separately than the back tire. So we steer the back tires with really a separate kind of rear steer mechanism. And that's the hardest thing for new drivers to learn, is that rear steer. So we can kind of drive the back end of the truck separately, which helps us go and do all these maneuvers that we're coming up with. But after that, it's game time. I mean, they look at you and kind of give you the green light and say, you see that big 6-foot jump out there? We want you to hit it with all the throttle you can.
You're
and
then like, just go for it.
Yeah, and then after that, it's just, I want to say it's a crash course. And how to drive a Monster Jam truck. Literally a crash course.
Yeah, you see injuries, you're like, I'm not going to do this again. At least Mom's not invited to Monster Jam University.
Yeah, the first time I went about 20 feet in the air, I said, that was a little too high. Let's slow things down. Can I hit a smaller ramp for a couple times to get used to this thing? But no, it really is fun. And the fact that Monster Jam has put that, I mean, that's a huge investment into the sport itself. And it has taken off. The last 2 or 3 years, if you haven't been to a Monster Jam event, you have not seen or experienced Monster Jam because of the way that the sport has changed just in the last 2 or 3 years. And the maneuvers that we're coming up with, even the challenges or the competitions that we do now, have really continued to evolve in a very positive way, in my opinion.
We're talking to Bryce Kenny today. He drives Mohawk Warrior for Monster Jam. And, you know, I've seen you at your pre-race ritual. You know, you're getting ready, you're getting in the truck, and you kneel down. You're praying, like, before you get ready. You're like, okay, let's hit these jumps.
Yeah, I used to do that before I hit the soccer field in high school and in college. Because to me, like, if any time that that you're going to do something, you know, I've always had a motto saying, you know, make memories, not egos. And any time that you're on a platform and you have a platform, you know, it would be easy to kind of let it stroke your ego, you know, for me just to climb up in the truck and strap in and see 60,000 people out there waiting for me to come out. But for me, anytime I take that knee and I pray, first of all, there's just this immense gratitude, the fact that I'm getting to do this. And then secondly, it's knowing that we're never guaranteed tomorrow either. And really almost reminding myself I've got an audience of one out there. And I literally picture Jesus in the stands, clapping his hands, cheering me on. And when I do that, it always settles my mind. It takes all the anxiety out of my stomach, so to speak, because I get to go out there and hopefully, if I entertain Jesus, I hope that everyone else is entertained as well. And the fact that that's my life right now is very, very humbling to me.
That's amazing. We're talking to Bryce Kenny. He's the driver for Mohawk Warriors, competing in the Monster Jam World Finals this Friday and Saturday. We're going to talk more with him coming up next on SOS Radio.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.
We're talking to Bryce Kenny on SOS Radio, and he's the driver of Mohawk Warrior and Monster Jam this weekend. It's going to be racing on Friday, freestyles on Saturday. You know, Bryce, which one is a little more intimidating? I mean, you're flying through the air 30 feet, and you're like in a big giant truck with big tires. I imagine you blow through the chocks pretty quick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I would say Monster Jam freestyle is a little bit more intimidating just because it's 120 seconds of freedom for us to go out and take those 12,000-pound Monster Jam trucks to their limit, and we do. And so, you know, I think we stretch that metal just a little bit too far occasionally. But the fans love it, and we love it too. And the fact that we can climb out after we do a pretty crazy crash, and everyone's loving it and entertained, and we just, you know, hop out, wave to everybody. That, I mean, that's a testament not just to the safety, but it's a testament really to how the sport has evolved and innovated the last couple of years as well. But to me, that's the best part is that Monster Jam freestyle.
Yeah, and I gotta imagine just the speed. I mean, you started doing drag racing, so you're all about the speed's probably the part that you're most comfortable
Absolutely.
With. But you started there and then later moved on to monster trucks.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, coming up through professional drag racing, I thought that was going to be my life. I really did. I mean, I was convinced. I told my wife, I've known my wife since the first grade. I mean, we started dating my senior year of high school, and we had that conversation. I said, hey, you've just got to be okay. If we're going to be together, you've got to be okay. I'm going to be in motorsports. I mean, I was that convinced I would be a top fuel driver, and that just wasn't in the cards. All of a sudden in 2011, we were in drag racing, performing in that, and essentially went away. We couldn't keep it going after the recession. We were trying to find sponsors. We were trying to keep money out there to keep it funded, and we just weren't able to do it. And so my family was involved. My grandfather, who is still to this day my hero, we decided to kind of step away from it. That's when I was introduced to Monster Jam. So I didn't ever grow up going to Monster Jam shows, unfortunately. Knowing what I know now, I missed out on all kinds of cool stuff growing up because I'm a huge, massive fan today. But thankfully, that speed and understanding just how quickly the human mind actually processes this stuff. When we go out there and hit the track and are doing all these crazy stunts, the mind is unbelievable at how quickly it's making decisions. Sometimes I don't recognize the number of decisions and what it's going through until after I'm done and I climb out of the truck and I realize, you know, gosh, my brain just made, you know, I bet 1,000 decisions in 120 seconds to take that truck to its limit. So that always blows my mind.
Wow. So when you were drag racing, you actually started a charity because you wanted to share your influence in the way that God changed your life with other people.
Yeah, I actually had a racing ministry, and we were going around and speaking to high schools because, you know, my testimony was I grew up in a Christian school, Christian home, very thankful for that. But sometimes that's the hardest individual to reach, in my opinion, because you almost have to convince them that they're lost before they can really be found. Mm-hmm. And that was my story. And it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I realized, all right, this Jesus thing is either true or it's not. He was either who he said he was, and if it is, then I'm gonna follow that. That'll be my life. If it's not, then, you know, I'm wasting my time with all these things that this Christian school is trying to teach me. And I remember praying, and I said, God, if you're real, you know, if this is real, you got 2 weeks to show me. I don't know if that's the best advice, but it's my story. And at the end of those 2 weeks, it was unbelievable how alive the Bible became to me and reading scripture. And then at the end of it, understanding that this was real. And ever since then, going through college and doing life, I was never shaken off of that belief and that worldview. And so as we went through drag racing, I said, hey, I've got this platform that I want to use. We started a ministry doing that. And thankfully today, it still blows my mind that I get to come in here and talk to you and all the other listeners and say, hey, you know what? Sometimes there's a birth of a dream. I've experienced that there can then be a death of the dream. But I believe that there's a resurrection of that dream, and God wants it to go in a certain way. And whenever he resurrects that dream, it's bigger and badder than you ever thought it could be. And that's the position. That's where I am right now, completely mind blown. Yeah. That my life is in a position where I'm getting to hopefully ease the burden of others and do that with 60,000 people that'll be there this Saturday at Sam Boyd Stadium. That's providential. That's not coincidence. So I'm just having a blast.
Yeah, what have you learned, Bryce, about identity in that process? Because a lot of times you think, like, this is what I do. I'm racing dragsters. You know, I'm all about speed. This is what I'm going to do. And then God kind of, like, shifts things. And sometimes it feels like a roadblock, and sometimes it's more of a hurdle.
Yes.
Sometimes it's it's a jump, a leap of faith that you're supposed to take, and sometimes you're like, I'm not really sure.
Yes, I think that, gosh, man, you know, if I had 2 hours, I could probably go into every bit of that. And, you know, to me, I think that the biggest thing that I learned about identity is, you know, Christian athlete. I learned this in soccer, actually, playing in collegiate soccer, and I played Division I soccer at Campbell University in North Carolina, and I learned, hey, Christian first and whatever else second. And, you know, I'm a Christian first and a husband second, and I'm a Monster Jam athlete third. And anytime I get that messed up and I don't put family first, or, you know, I try to go out for my own ego rather than trying to make memories with, you know, my colleagues, anytime I'm doing that, I'm missing the entire thing that Jesus taught us about wanting to come and help others and touch others' lives. And I just want to be used. And I think that the biggest thing I've understood is ministry growing up, I just always thought was building an orphanage, and it is. I thought ministry was holding rallies and, you know, having the prayer of salvation at the end and having people come forward, and it is. Mm-hmm. But what I've struggled with the last couple of years is understanding that ministry can take so many different forms, and I've really tried to understand how God wants this ministry to become. And I think that what he's taught me the most is go, and in your going, tell others. Yeah. And it wasn't just feeling any guilt or anything like that about, well, am I preaching the gospel enough today? It's like, you know, he's got me in a specific place in life that I couldn't have orchestrated if I wanted to. He's orchestrating all of this stuff, and he's saying, go where I'm pushing you through. Mm-hmm. And by the way, in your going, tell other people about me.
Yeah, that's insightful. I mean, you can tell the journey, you can see the maturity that comes through all of that, you know, and you can see where the competition sparks so much of that.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking to Bryce Kenny on SOS Radio, and he's the driver for Mohawk Warrior Monster Jam. It's actually sold out on Saturday, but there are still tickets available for Friday night over at Sam Boyd Stadium. It's going to be a blast. Well, share a little more with him, and we're going to play Blank Space. This is that game where we give him some fill-in-the-blank questions, and he's got a list of first three things that come to mind. That always gets interesting. Don't be afraid.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.
We're talking to Bryce Kenny on SWS Radio, and he's the driver of Mohawk Warrior and Monster Jam this weekend. And Bryce, we're going to play a game we like to call this Blank Space, and I have a stack of fill-in-the-blank cards. You want to pick one of these, read it out loud, and then tell us the first three things that come to mind, no matter how crazy they are.
Oh, gosh. The best advice I ever got was... finding a ministry as soon as I went on to college. I went with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Uh-huh. That grounded me. That was awesome. And actually made one of my best friends still to this day by doing that. Unfortunately, the second one is don't eat yellow snow. I don't know why I'm thinking that. Thankfully, here in Vegas, you don't have to deal with that. North Carolina, I do. Uh-huh. And third, gosh, put family first, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Next card, Bryce.
Next
All
one.
Right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Read it off.
A major turning point in my life was, oh, man, middle school. Holy smokes. Middle school. I don't know if anyone makes it through middle school the same. So I would imagine when my teacher looked at me and said, hey, you need to seriously change something in your life or no one's ever going to like you. You're kind of a jerk. You need to change that. That was some pretty decent advice for me. And honestly, second would be pretty much anything from in the time when I thought I failed the most. When drag racing went away, and looking back, that was probably the biggest turning point in my life.
Okay.
When drag racing all of a sudden fell away, and it set me on this other course that I'm on now that I was clearly meant to be on. So I was thankful for that failure, even though in the moment, gosh, man, that was probably the hardest thing I've ever been through as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's two.
And third, oh, it was my father-in-law when I asked him to marry my wife. So,
how did that go?
Yeah, it went better than I thought it was going to go. He just asked me, he said, my only question to you, Bryce, is can you live without her? And I said, I cannot live without her anymore. And he said, then you've got my blessing. That was a turning point in my life. So ever since then, hey, I can't live without you, you know, and I remember that every single day. So that was a turning point.
All right, one more card, Bryce.
That was a little sappy, huh?
Talking to Bryce Kenny, drives Mohawk Warrior and Monster Jam. What do you got?
I am learning. Woo! That's a good one. So I'm learning that Monster Jam trucks are meant to be abused in a good way.
Okay.
And I'm learning that that there's so many different opportunities for all of us just in life to really do what we were put on this earth to do and find that purpose. And probably along that second point would be there's not a time clock with that. You know, I think that if someone's 20 years old, 40 years old, or 60 years old, just breathe for a second and really start to understand that, you know, whatever it is that God's got you right now, that there is a specific purpose for that. I think the hardest point, though, is it's hindsight's the problem. You know, you learn the most of that purpose, unfortunately, a lot of times in hindsight. And I think that's the hardest thing to do. And lastly, what I am learning, radio stations are pretty cool. You know, Mr. Scott's awesome. And I'm also, you know what I'm clearly learning, though, is Vegas, Las Vegas to me. I had no idea about the culture here, both around the strip and outside of it. Last year when I came for the Monster Jam World Finals, it was my very first time being in the city. I have been blown away at just the love of the community for this community. And I'm thankful that a year ago I got to experience that, because sometimes even the Vegas Strong hashtag, when that was all over the place, and I saw it on two billboards after I left the airport yesterday, I would have thought, is that just a hashtag? But last year, learning that this is a community that really does love each other and wants the best for it, I am a firm believer in hashtag Vegas Strong. I think that this is a group of people that live here that want to see the best happen for the city. And gosh, man, I'm learning. I want to be a part of it however I can.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and waking up early. We're talking to Bryce Kenny on SOS Radio. He's a driver for Mohawk Warrior and Monster Jam. If you want to root for him on Friday and Saturday, thanks for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
I find it interesting rather than stupid. Yeah, I learn something every day.
Connect with us anytime at sosradio.net.